95.9 KRFF. Out now, it's the documentary film Nail in the Coffin, The Fall and Rise of Vampiro. And on the phone, we're so excited to talk to the both of them. The man, the myth, the legend, Vampiro, Ian Hodgkinson, and director Michael Patz. Greetings from Fargo, you guys. Thanks for making time and chatting with us here on the show. I want to jump right into it. Ian, first of all, you've done such an amazing job with your wrestling career and keeping it real with your fans. I mean, of course, that's what they love about you. Michael, hats off to you for perfectly capturing this entire lifestyle of Ian and Vampiro on the big screen here. Of course, we saw in the film how talent was, well, politely expressing how Ian can be passionate about everything that he does. So question for you, Michael, is what was the first moment during the filming where you thought, not necessarily just with Ian, but with any of the many personalities, like, my hands are full with this project?
It's probably day one. When I was filming right off the bat, you know? I think that's, you know, it's just planning and doing it is one thing, but then when we actually start the film and you know, Ian's a pretty open book, but you know, he had a lot of secrets. He was I don't know, over 300 pounds when we started filming, and it was in a dark place, and as much as he wanted me to film at some point, probably there was times he didn't want that, and I think that was the challenge, and we kind of had to find a common ground or whatever it is between us, and things got moving, and that right off the bat, yeah, it was a challenge.
Ian, the film captures a lot of great moments of you sharing wisdom with talent that you oversee. And of course, it also shows that the apple doesn't fall from far from the tree, quite frankly, showing that your daughter, Dasha, is actually a bright young lady herself. Do you remember the moment you shared with her when you realized, wow, kiddo, you're growing up, you're becoming a bright young lady? What was that moment?
It happens a lot when she yells at me and tells me to leave her alone. Seen a lot lately. My daughter's different. My daughter, you know, her mom is a yogi, is really spiritual, is really into a different lifestyle. I am who I am. My daughter is very creative and very spiritual. So she has been this way since a very young age. She's the smarter of the three of us, you know, her mom, myself, and my daughter. She's open, she's friendly, she's curious, she does everything that I do. She jumps in and asks questions later, you know, and she's kind and creative, and she's also got a lot of her mom in her. So my daughter is a lethal weapon. And you know, a lot of people don't agree with the way my daughter lives her life. You
right.
know, she's a free spirit, but she could be my twin as far as the steps she's taking towards finding her individuality. So just the fact that she's doing that, and I see that she's not messing up. She falls down. We have a great communication. So this movie's helped me a lot to see that.
Right.
So I think since we watched the movie together, and the things that I was petrified about, she laughed at me and she just thought I was an idiot. Really helped me to see that it's okay.
Right.
So that was kind of the moment it started to happen for me.
Obviously, she shows that she's got your wisdom and everything. But is there any talent or passions that she's showing that she has that you say, you look at and you go, yeah, that's your dad in you, kiddo?
I would never say that, and I would never let anybody else say that, first of all. I say to her, you were born with that gift, so you better run with it. It's got nothing to do with me or God or her mom or anyone else. So I don't even put my name in those equations. I give her all the credit.
Absolutely.
She sings, she dances, and she's an artist, and she does paintings, and she's way out there. And there's some she models, you know, she's in Mexico right now, and she's got agencies calling her all the time, and she started singing and some producer heard her, and she might be working on an album.
Fantastic. Michael, I want to ask this question for you here. You've got quite the extensive resume of films that you've done. Your brilliance obviously shows here on Nail in the Coffin, but we all continue to learn something new each and every day, of course. What is something you learned while filming this particular project that was new for you?
It doesn't matter.
I think that I learned patience. That was a big thing. This movie took about two to three years to film, and ultimately I learned to be a better listener.
Sure.
And for me, those are the two things that I can take away from this experience.
This question's for the both of you. Obviously, we see so many aspects of Vampiro in this film. Wrestler, talent director, commentator, a member of the Guardian Angels, being a single dad. But was there something that didn't make the film that you wish maybe it would have? Yet another aspect of Vampiro that maybe we aren't seeing in the film.
It's a tough question, because I mean, there's so many different layers and so many different things that you can peel back with Ian. I mean, you could probably make a whole documentary just about him and Milli Vanilli.
Right.
when I heard all that stuff, it was like there's so much stuff in the stories. Oh my God, that, you know, make you blush when you just hear some of the stuff. It's crazy. stuff that you can't even talk about.
Right.
So, but I mean, for me, it was like, Milli Vanilli stuff was like, I was like, wow. I was like a kid in a candy store listening to that stuff and filming that. I wish we could have put more of that in it.
I wanted to ask you, Ian, as far as being a guardian angel, is that something that you're still doing? How has it been this year, especially?
I've been doing it for 20-something years, so yeah. It's got nothing to do with the film wrapping or not, right? It's something I'm involved in for a lot of years. Right. It's a passion and it's a commitment. I have a high position in the group, and it's what I do. I'm kind of like an international liaison,
right,
because of all the traveling I do. So I visit other groups, motivate and support the troops, help with recruiting. Like here in Los Angeles, I'm in charge of getting it going here again. I had the opportunity to get it going in Las Vegas, but it's not needed in Las Vegas. It's just not. There's no reason for it to have it, right? Because of all the security and the cameras, and nobody wants to commit. So everybody says we need the Guardian Angels, we need the Guardian Angels, and we need that in our community. But what's happening is the community is like, come in and do it for us. It's like, no, the Guardian Angels, what they do is go into your community and teach you how to do it. The whole world is against everybody. Nobody's right. It's not a safe time to get involved in the streets. So I'm doing a lot of spirituality, a lot of coaching, a lot of motivating online,
right?
And in the name of the Guardian Angels. Does that make sense?
Obviously, as the film was ending, something that rolled in the credits, or before the credits, I should say, is that, Ian, you shared that you were diagnosed with Alzheimer's. So obviously, I want to know how you're feeling and how you're meeting this thing head on.
Yeah, I got the diagnosis that it was coming on, and I was a candidate to have it full blown when I got older because of where I was. But I've gotten into alternative medicine. I don't think I've ever been the selfie. I'm defeating it. I'm beating it. I've overcome it. I still have a long ways to go, but I'm doing great, man. I've lost 130 pounds.
That's amazing.
Congratulations. No pharmaceuticals. I'm in the best place I've ever been, dude.
That's fantastic. Well, cheers from Fargo. We're glad to see that you're doing well. Last question I want to ask you both. This is such a great film. I've probably watched it two or three times already. And if you could describe this documentary film in one word for somebody who is not a Vampiro fan, never really watched wrestling, the film alone speaks for itself. What is the one word that you would use to describe it from both of you?
For me, it's family.
Growth.
Absolutely. I love that. Where can we find how to purchase this?
It's on all the digital platforms across the U.S. right now. And it's coming out on Blu-ray, so you can get it on Amazon and Epic via Epic Pictures, their website as well.
Fantastic. You guys, check out Nail in the Coffin, Fall and Rise of Vampiro. Ian, Michael, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate you chatting with us here on the show in Fargo.
Thank you very much.